Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, coming to you from San Luis Obispo, California, with Andy Stevens, Owen Main, and Luke Johnson.
Hot stuff.
If it worked for Tim Tebow, it'll work for you too.
Flashing clip-on nipple piercing and pink or purple tanning thong for absolutely free.
What's up, everybody? Fansmanship Podcast. It is, today is Wednesday, but you're probably listening to this over the weekend with Luke Johnson. What's up, Luke?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. Andy Stevens.
Jordan Schaefer is running wild.
Wow.
All right.
I might ask who Jordan Schaefer is.
I don't know who
he's
that is.
He's the leadoff hitter for
that just
the
sounds inappropriate.
Houston Astros.
Yes. What happened to Michael Bourne?
He's in Atlanta. That's who they traded.
Atlanta or the Phillies?
That's who they traded. They traded Schaefer for Bourne.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Bourne plays for Atlanta now?
Yeah.
Wow.
They traded him at the deadline last year.
Who knew? Speaking of baseball, we're here to talk about basketball. Let's talk about some basketball. NBA playoffs are upcoming. How many weeks do we have?
Two weeks.
2 weeks till the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Nice. We have some playoff seedings that are needing to be filled. We have teams that are rising, teams that are struggling, and of course, being here in California, in Southern California, we want to talk a little bit about the Lakers first. At the beginning of the year, I have to admit, Luke and Andy, Luke, I definitely looked at you and you looked at me and we high-fived and agreed, even though I hated it.
And I kept the faith.
Even though I hated it, that there was no way the Lakers were going to win the Pacific Division.
I had a reason to keep the faith.
Not the Pacific Division.
No, I don't think you had a reason to keep the faith.
Yes, I did. I said they have more experience and that will carry them over the top.
That's not what you said.
Yes, it is.
What's their division?
Let's go back in the podcast.
What's their division? Pacific Division, right?
Huh?
Pacific Division, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I said that was the reason why I remember. That's what I thought. That's what I think. I remember saying it.
But I don't think you were quite that gung-ho. You were kind of like, well, you know,
I said the Lakers were no better. I said the Lakers were no better than a 4 or 5 seed.
But I said they would win the division.
And you slumped off on that.
Later, I said 5 or 6 seed.
When they were 5 and 5 or 6 and 6 or whatever.
And they're still not dangerous, I don't think.
They're not dangerous still, no.
Unfortunately.
No.
Everybody says
the Thunder and the Spurs are just so much better than anyone else.
Everybody says they have Kobe. And they're going to make a run because they have Kobe or they have a possibility. They count the Lakers as one of the five or six teams that can win a championship. I think there are 3 to 4 teams that can win a championship.
Oh, it's expanded.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
That can.
It was 2.
Miami's
Thunder,
going to.
Miami.
When you and I
Chicago.
Talked, it was 2. For
okay, fine. Miami and Oklahoma City. That's what I say.
And now the Spurs really? And Chicago have kind of creeped up there.
Nah, but no, I think in the end it's going to be Miami OKC.
I think Derrick Rose is going to...
And I'm going to say that as smugly as possible.
I think Derrick Rose is going to ultimately wear down here, and the Bulls aren't going to be there.
He has been hurt.
The Bulls aren't going to be there. The Heat are struggling of late. They're 12-9 in their last 21 games. But as good and as dominant as that team is usually, I'm not too concerned about that. The Thunder, though, may have something to worry about, I think, with the Spurs.
Really? You think so?
That savvy old Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
He, you know.
God, he's got those.
He's got something that.
Tony Parker is arguably having an MVP.
They're getting
year.
Rested, I'll tell you that much.
The Thunder's just. They're the Thunder just have the rest. Players.
Did you see the other day when he didn't play Tim Duncan? He said.
I love that.
It said Duncan DNP old.
So rad.
Duncan, take offense to that.
You know, Popovich has a sense of humor. I mean, I appreciate that about him. He's this generation's Phil Jackson. I really think so.
Yeah, talk about a guy who gets the most out of young players.
In a small market, I think San Antonio is really a model small market franchise. They make the right draft picks. San Antonio and then the Colts up until very recently.
And the Thunder now.
And the Thunder now, yeah.
Was he the coach when they drafted David Robinson?
He was the GM, I think. I don't think he was the coach.
He was not the coach, no.
He was the GM, though.
Because that's kind of when it started.
I think.
Yes,
for the Spurs, right when they got Robinson,
and he
when
wasn't
they
there.
Oh no, no, excuse me. When they drafted Robinson, no.
And he wasn't there when they drafted Duncan. He wasn't coaching.
He was the GM for Duncan. I think with
the last name Hill,
Bob Hill.
Bob Hill, I believe, was
when
the
they
coach.
Had Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson, and then they had Sean Elliott.
Yeah, and really the start was when they got David Robinson. What early '90s?
88. Actually, 87, but then he skipped 2 years because he played. He went to the Navy.
He did a service.
Yes.
So he did service. He came
How
in.
How does David Robinson fit on a boat with all those small little entry, you know?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
Tiny doors?
Yeah.
They like fold them in half or what?
The Admiral. That's why he's the Admiral, because he's taller than everybody.
And then Tim Duncan in 97.
So David Robinson got hurt in 96 after winning, the scoring title in 95 or 94.
He won the scoring title in 95, and then in 96 he won an MVP award.
Right.
I think he actually won back-to-back MVP awards.
And then he got hurt for the 96-97 season.
And they won like 6 games.
They won like 10 or 12 games or something really low.
Grabbed Tim Duncan in 97.
Grabbed Tim Duncan, and then they had Duncan and Robinson both, and that's really what they built their championships on. Of course, Robinson retired. Duncan kind of got better as time went on, and they got players like you said, like Elliott.
Who else?
Avery Johnson.
But I think what makes Popovich and the Spurs so brilliant is they grabbed Tony Parker late in the first round in 2002.
Huge, yeah.
I mean, the guy's having a...
Tony Parker.
He's arguably a top five point guard the last 10 years.
Yeah, but he never makes the All-Star team, which is hilarious. It's weird. Yeah.
And then they grabbed Manu Ginobili, I think, in the second round.
Yeah, those were two huge pickups.
And those two guys have been monumental to that franchise.
From a leadership standpoint and from a replacing...
Well, and I mean, and as Duncan's aged, those two have taken on more of the scoring load. So,
yeah, interesting.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Now, a team that I think is interesting is I was watching a game 2 days ago. It was the Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grizzlies are an interesting squad because they have so many facets offensively. What Owen?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I always wonder why Owen just smiles all the time.
Is Mike Conley...
And they play great defense, don't they? They play phenomenal defense.
Who's that, the Grizzles?
The Grizzles.
Marc Gasol is tougher than his brother.
Yeah. Yes, much tougher.
What do they call that guy? Zebo or whatever? Zach Randolph. He's not really a defensive player, but he's coming back from an injury. Rudy Gay can jump out of the building.
I love Rudy Gay.
O.J. Mayo is known more of a scorer, but he can
But he's play really accepted his six-man role, and he's starting to drop some.
And they have Tony Allen, who's one of the better defenders.
Comes in and plays great defense.
The whole league.
I think Conley is sort of the X factor there. He's a guy who's come in, and he's provided this offensive punch, and he surprised a lot of people. When he came out of Ohio State, I thought there's no chance that guy's going to be any good.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Who would you take in a 4-5 series, Clippers and Grizzlies?
I'm taking the Grizzlies.
You're taking the Grizzlies?
I mean, I watched this game a couple nights ago.
Grizzlies, and could the Grizzlies potentially upset OKC in the second round?
Yes.
Who's going to guard Westbrook?
Nobody.
Mike Conley? What I don't understand about Westbrook is why doesn't somebody put him on his ass a few times? Just let him go in the lane again
because
and again
he's got,
and again
he's got,
and
he's
again
got
and
that
again.
Really,
just put him on his
that,
ass. Put him on his tailbone.
Because last
that's
time,
why I never understood about LeBron too.
Last time when
well, LeBron's a little bit bigger and tougher. It's a little harder to do that.
It's much harder.
But Westbrook is
harder, but it's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Harder, but not impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know it is really interesting because Russell Westbrook also has that really annoying face. No,
does he? I think he's a good-looking young man.
No, he's very obnoxious.
Look, why?
He's just so...
Because he was a Bruin?
He's so in your face. And he's the kind of guy who puts his jersey in your face, and he thinks he's all tough.
Right,
and,
right. I kind of
Wait, Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is that silent assassin, right? Yeah.
Whoa.
Durant's
like Barry Sanders. Whoa. Just hand the ball to the referee, act like you've been
there. Hold on, Owen. Durant is that consummate professional who quietly drops 30 on you.
Uh-huh.
What? Russell Westbrook is that annoying kid. He's great. He's a great player. But I agree with Andy. Lay the kid on his ass.
Okay.
I want Darren Williams because Darren Williams doesn't do that.
For somebody who's such a LeBron apologist. For somebody who's such a LeBron apologist.
Oh, come on.
How can you say that about Russell Westbrook, that's annoying, and not find it annoying when LeBron does it?
You're telling me LeBron does that more than multiple players in the league?
He does it as much as, if not more than.
LeBron doesn't have that.
As much, if not more than Russell Westbrook.
No, he doesn't.
LeBron doesn't have that kind of
Can we agree?
Attitude,
LeBron's more likable than Russell Westbrook.
He doesn't have that attitude.
I really think he's more likable
than... His attitude is more...
He's got more of a Dwayne Wade attitude, I think. They're both just kind
of... He's got less of a killer
attitude.
People
just don't like LeBron because he's so good. People don't like Westbrook because of his attitude.
That came from Andy Stevens.
Really?
Who has never been shy about dissing on LeBron James. He just admitted it.
I just speak in the real, that's all.
You don't think that all the antics that LeBron does are worse than the antics that Westbrook does?
As two guys who have supported Kobe Bryant all these years,
or at least on the same plane.
Westbrook's
on the same
more
plane.
Like in
Come
your
on.
Face. Come LeBron on. Is more like carelessness. Let's do a little dance and ooh, take some pictures. It's more like aloof.
And that's more annoying to me because Westbrook's is at least related to the game, and Westbrook's not going to show it up when he doesn't do something good.
Westbrook makes you want to foul him hard.
I want to foul LeBron hard.
Because LeBron, you're a Kobe watching Bryant LeBron, fan. You're the one of the
if
other.
If I wasn't a Kobe fan, I'd want to foul him hard too.
I don't think so. I think if you talk to
I
a lot of people
who did that
who
to LeBron,
not,
though, it would probably like turn a switch on in him that would just
great.
Like I'm not going
to
see
it.
More.
Everybody's afraid of him. I'd love
like
to
that
see
would
it. Be, I'd love to see it.
Okay,
that,
so let's segue.
I'd love to see Bynum do that.
Okay, so let's segue here for a second, and because I want to enter Andy into this conversation. Last time
nobody will. They're afraid.
Last time we had this podcast. Andy, I was talking about a game, and it was like I said, and I told Owen it was just one game. It's not. I'm not making some big prediction here about LeBron. It was one game. It was against the Thunder last week. One game. It was against the Thunder last week.
Yeah, I think I saw that game.
There was that playoff feel. It was an epic game.
Right. When
him and Durant,
he was talking about that afterwards.
Him and Durant were dropping buckets like it was no one's business.
And the reporter went, "You know, it's not a playoff game, right?" And he goes, "No. Well, that's no. I don't know that because it's not
okay,
a playoff game."
So you'll actually remember there were a couple times where he was fouled extremely hard.
Oh, that one where Westbrook pulled him down and he just
and
got
for the
up
first
and just
time,
walked away.
For the first time, I was telling Owen a few days ago, LeBron turned on a little bit of a switch. He was kind of pissed. He got up.
I think what Andy
and
said is
took
the best.
Over the game.
I think what Andy said is the best indication. We talked about
you
this
almost
the
let
week.
LeBron do. You don't want him.
But,
to go.
So here's the
I'm
thing. Here's the thing that I said.
What
Andy.
You said.
Here's the thing
he,
that
he
I said.
He got pissed
Andy.
And he took over.
Right. Yeah. Here's the thing that I said. I said that in the past LeBron would have got up and actually mouthed the word, just said okay, and walked around
like he
goofy.
Did to Josh. Like okay, Josh McRoberts when he fell on hard, he goes. I know what you're about. I know what you're all about.
Okay. Right. He would say that. However, when we're talking about nowadays LeBron, this is a big difference. It's him not just saying, okay. It's him just getting up and being silent. I'm going to shut my mouth and I'm going to kill you on the court. And that's what Kobe's been like all along. And my contention.
Kobe used to do, you know, in his early years, he flashed the jersey. And
I'm not talking about at times
pull,
that you're doing
pull
well.
His jersey
Luke.
To the side, like,
I'm not
I
talking
got
about
heart.
Times that you're doing well. I'm talking about times that you get your butt kicked when you get
remember
the
big balls
the
dance
ground.
He doesn't do that anymore though.
love that dance
I
but,
hated that dance
but let me just say
how can you love that
because I'm a Laker fan.
Okay, so you're actually proving my point. You love one and dislike the other. That's
if
just
I
the
didn't
way
like
is.
The Lakers I wouldn't
no but you said earlier that you don't
it's all about the Lakers.
You said that if you weren't a Laker fan
the
or
big
a
ball
Kobe
dance.
Fan
he didn't do the big ball dance when he was when the Lakers weren't doing well he
but
did it when they were
you
doing
never
well.
Saw Kobe you know like have his teammates stand around him in a circle and like flash his hands and then they all fall down or something like you know some choreographed.
No, Kobe's all about
like,
when
game.
Did that happen?
Kobe's all about.
I'm saying like
every day
what?
With LeBron
when he was on the Cavs.
LeBron
he used
wakes
to do
up
that
and he has
stuff.
His posse do that. He has five
he
guys.
Probably
that,
does.
What was that story that you did where
we all would do it if you paid?
Don't
us
talk
enough.
To me. Talk to my guy.
Yeah, Walter. We talked about that the other day.
We all
too,
would do
yeah.
it. We all would do it if you paid us enough. Just admit it.
What we all would do? What
if LeBron gave each of us here like $150K a year? We would do all that stuff for him.
I'm not judging the people who are near him. I'm judging.
I know, but
him.
I want to hear you say that
I'm judging
you would,
him.
That you would take that job
for $150K a year.
Yeah. Come on, Owen, you would still take that job,
for,
but it's okay.
For how long?
Andy, would you
for how long?
Take
I wouldn't
job?
Do it just for 1 year, because then afterwards I'm out
if,
of a job.
If LeBron James Incorporated gave you a call and said, hey, Andy, you're going to be one of LeBron's, whatever they call him, one of his
in
glory
his entourage.
Boys, one of his glory boys, he's going to pay you $150K a year, and he's going to pay for all your travel expenses, all your fun, that's just take-home money, would you become a LeBron James
yes.
golden
money?
Yes. That's would, so yeah. awesome.
And Andy's self-employed, and he can do that. He can come back and have a job still.
I would just,
well, there's that
I mean,
factor
I
for
want
Owen,
to pay.
Right?
I wish I was wealthy enough to pay just to see Owen and Andy doing that for LeBron James. I just think that would be so awesome.
When he opens his eyes in the morning, everybody's standing around and waiting.
Everybody
and
has their
his
price.
Eyes, then they fall down.
Everybody has their price. $100K, $150K for me. I mean, you know. Hey.
Six figures is your price.
I wish I could afford that. I would do that. I would love to see you guys do that for an entire year.
Who would you do that for? Anybody?
Me?
Could you handle that?
Would you
do that?
It for Kobe?
Can I do
would
it
you do it for Kobe for $150K?
Can I do it for Tiago Splitter?
Would you do it for Kobe for $150K? If Kobe had an entourage, would you do it for Kobe for $150K?
Yeah, if Kobe had an entourage, which he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Right?
He doesn't, right?
Which
he doesn't have
whole,
any friends.
Which is our whole point
which
of our talk.
Which is the whole point
right?
of It's one of the differences.
He does have a he has his own helicopter.
Oh,
so
hold
on.
No, no, no. We also talked about this last time.
Where does he land? On top of the Ritz-Carlton? And, like,
have
down
you guys
the
read
the
last season
the
by Phil Jackson? Where is it, Owen? It's over here somewhere in your
right
bookcase.
Over there. Yeah.
There's an entire like section where Phil Jackson talks about Kobe Bryant having this huge entourage and gang around him all the time. And it was annoying and obnoxious.
I don't know if that's in the last season.
That's in the last season.
I remember that he was obnoxious, but I don't remember his entourage.
No, he talked about there always being this gang of people, and Kobe was so full of himself, blah, blah, blah.
I'm trying to figure
the
out
the point
who
being
else
is they both have gone through their maturation. LeBron hasn't gone through it yet.
Right, and that's what we talked about before, is just the idea that LeBron hasn't matured like
Malik
Kobe has.
Rose, there's reasons why. J.R. Reed, Terry Porter, Chuck Person, Will Perdue. I'm trying to think of the other guys that were on those Spurs teams other than, you know.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot of great guys besides Duncan and Robinson. That was
Antonio
really,
McDice.
Right around the turn of the millennium there, you had the Duncan Robinson Spurs. You had
Vinny
the Lakers. and for like 5 years in a row, you had this slowdown, defensive-minded
Bruce Bowen
basketball teams.
The Pistons era.
The Pistons afterwards, I guess.
Finally
didn't have a dominant post player. But between the time the Spurs won two in a row and then the Lakers won three in a row.
No, the Spurs never won two in a row. That's been the big knock on Popovich, which is
kind
of weird. It's kind of weird. It's like, hey,
two?
You aren't
so the
really
Spurs
elite because you don't win back-to-back, but you only won every other
year. Who won 98? The Bulls?
Bulls won in 98. Spurs won in 99.
Okay, so starting in 99 through 2003.
Lakers won 2000, 2001, 2002. Right. 2003
was,
were the Spurs.
Spurs.
2004 were the Pistons.
Okay, so there were 5 years in a row that the Lakers and Spurs
2005
won.
2005 were the Heat.
99 through 2003.
Pistons before Spurs because the Pistons beat the Lakers, and that's what broke that all up.
Was that the Karl Malone year?
Yeah.
Karl Malone.
No. You're actually wrong.
The Gary Payton year.
No, you're actually wrong, Andy, because the Lakers were going
lost
to the Spurs. They were going for like a quadruple deal.
Yeah, that was
no,
my
they
senior
lost
year.
The
they lost in the
no,
second.
No,
no, no. They lost in the second round,
my
and
senior
then
year
they
of college.
And then they reloaded for the next year with Malone and Payton.
Okay.
And then that was sort of the end because the Pistons outdid them.
Right.
Then after that, it was the Heat. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Keep going. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Andrew Gaze.
So the question is, the Aussie
Dale Ellis, Danny Ferry.
That was back when Dale was old, but Dale was good for like in the 80s.
Yeah. Michael Finley.
Dale and LaFonso.
Michael Finley was good for a while.
Back when he's on Dallas, remember he had Jerry Curl?
Yeah.
He would just drop.
So here's a question. Dwayne Wade we know has won a championship, so he has some of it in him enough to get through. The question I asked Andy, and I'll ask you now that you're here, does LeBron James have enough, I put it this way, Kenny Smith called Kobe a basketball butthole. That's what he called him.
Right.
Which
is a compliment in
which
a way.
Is a comp. It's what you kind of have to be great, in my opinion.
It's what you have to do to be the greatest of the great.
Correct.
To
be the top
the
0.5%
of the winners, I guess.
In the NBA, right. Yeah. So Jordan was, Kobe is, Shaq had potential to be. Duncan kind of got by without being so much, but he even was a little bit. Does LeBron have it in him to be enough of a basketball b-hole, in Kenny Smith's words, to be successful to win multiple championships?
I don't think that he has to necessarily because that's not his personality, and he has enough.
Do you see his personality?
He
changing?
Has enough talent to win championships without having to be that.
We talked about his personality changing,
but you know the reason why he hasn't is because he's played so below par in the biggest moments. All he would have to do is be just a little bit above average and he'd win championships. Mm. But it's the fact that he has underachieved based on what his talent level is I think.
He looks nervous.
Kind of, yeah. He ain't no Purvis Ellison.
No.
Never nervous Purvis. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, again, the question that I think we all had was this idea of can he mature or is that a possibility for him? I see him doing it more, Andy. This year, I see LeBron being more of that kind of embracing.
He's
you know
taking
what?
Over.
All
actually.
These other things don't
he's
matter as much.
Gonna win one.
Yeah, he's going to win this
year. But if you've watched it this year, clearly he's the man on the floor. And for the, it's weird to see Dwayne Wade take a secondary role, but it's actually happened. I mean, if you watch a Heat game, Dwayne Wade is fine. He's clear. I mean, he knows his role. He's like, hey, I'm not alpha dog. It's LeBron now, and.
When Dwayne Wade's out, LeBron
it's
and Heat actually do better.
See, the
it's
thing
interesting.
Is,
last
they don't,
year, I would have said it was actually Dwayne Wade.
They don't need LeBron to be the Kobe role or the, you know, because Dwayne Wade can be that closer role.
But it's what I'm seeing
LeBron
this year,
James
actually.
Is like the starting pitcher, and, you know, Wade is like Mariano Rivera way. You know,
Interesting.
I don't know if it's going to be that way anymore, though.
So tell me this, because this is recent. Last night, the Celtics took it to the Heat, second time in 2 weeks. You know, they were up by like 20 points in the first half. Somebody said Kevin Garnett. I didn't see the game, but somebody said Kevin Garnett looked really good.
He hit four clutch shots.
Just think about Boston fans, how pissed they were. Ah, we need to blow this up, you know, and they're getting too old. And now look at them. Now they've turned on the switch. And
it's a fair question. Do the old geezers have another run in there?
No, just like the Lakers don't.
No, this is their last go of it.
The funniest,
so
most hilarious.
Give the Celtics more of
I give the Celtics as much as the Lakers, and I think the greatest finals in the world would be Celtics Lakers this year if they both found some way to get through, and it would be this like slow, like old man, like scoring in the 60s or 70s final games, where like Bynum is just hacking.
Would you
Rondo.
Still? Do you still want Bynum over Howard now? With his
did I say
baby attitude?
Oh, I said I wanted Howard over Bynum. Didn't I?
No. You said you would rather have Bynum over Howard. It's like,
I said it was a question.
Why do we even need to go get Howard? We have Bynum.
Howard doesn't.
I'm fine with Bynum.
Howard doesn't exactly look like a peach right now either. Stan Van
He's
Gundy.
He's frustrated.
Did you see that? Did you see that Stan Van Gundy interview thing?
Where you actually saw how much taller Howard is than Van Gundy? He almost like put his hand on his head, like, hey, little one.
Well, and when Van Gundy said, "Hey, I know that Dwight Howard's been trying to get me traded for a year and a half." Or for a year, all year, and Howard came, oh, where are those rumors coming from? And your coach just told us, Dwight. Your coach just told us that you were the one.
Really?
Or you didn't see that?
I didn't see it. No, I think I saw a picture of it, but I didn't read the story.
It was you gotta watch the video. It was gripping and incredible. We talked about it last time, right, Luke? Huh. I mean, you gotta check it out. It's the most awkward thing.
The type of guy I'm seeing this year from Dwight Howard has surprised me. And I hope he lands with the Nets.
Why would you sign a
because
1 year?
He will never win a championship, and he deserves it.
Why would you sign a 1 year extension just to have to do all this?
He didn't sign it
all over again.
He took it was an option,
right? Took the player option. Right. Why would you stay around another year, just one more year, when you're going to have to go through the same thing?
Because you make all the money you can, and because money.
Don't
and,
take the
and
option.
He lives in Florida, and he lives
don't
in Florida.
Take the option.
So does that state income tax?
So then
they
that tells us something about
state income tax.
That tells us something about Dwight Howard. Then,
yep.
If Dwight Howard's biggest complaint is the Magic can't win a championship, and I want to be the man, and blah blah blah, and then he signs this tender for another year,
what's the point?
The guy is not serious about winning a championship.
You know, what's the point? Why go for 1 year if you know that's what you're looking for? So,
and I think I think it was Jalen Rose who made a prediction. He said Dwight Howard, if he wins a championship, will not be the man wherever he wins a championship. He will not be the man there. And I kind of agree with that.
Well, it takes more than one. Yeah,
he doesn't seem as good as he is defensively. And I've been a guy who's loved Dwight Howard his whole career. I love the way he plays defense, he rebounds, he blocks shots. But the guy, in my opinion, watching him play this year, and then he signs that random 1 year tender with a team that he can't stand.
Yeah,
I don't think it's in Dwight Howard.
Can I tell you who Dwight Howard is? He's the big man version of Ray Allen.
That's a weird. You have to.
He's the big man version of Ray Allen. Ray Allen was amazing on the Supersonics. He had a specific skill.
I think
it was shooting.
Is going to go down.
It was athletic.
That's a greater player than Dwight Howard.
But that's great. Yeah. But also, Ray Ray was like a career leader in three-pointers, right? He has a very specific skill, and he got a lot of wins for his team when he was on the Sonics and the Bucks even.
Yeah,
but never got over that hump that you're talking about with Howard. Mm. Now, listen, he had to go to the Celtics where he wasn't the main guy.
But I don't love
and if you're telling me that Howard is not going to be the main guy on a team that wins the championship, then I could see Howard going to a team like a Celtics, like where you get the three guys together. It's not my team. I'm just kind of here. I put up career numbers in rebounding and shot blocks. I'm a freak, just like Ray Allen's a shooting freak. Howard's a big man freak. I might get it done that way if that's what you're saying.
That's not fair to Ray Allen because, in my opinion, Ray Allen's one of the best shooting guards this league's ever seen, and he has.
But he was never going to be the guy on the team that won the championship.
All-time threes made, isn't he first?
If Ray Allen had the body makeup of like a Kobe Bryant or a LeBron James, He doesn't, Owen. I mean, look at him. He's only 6'4", 6'5". He's kind of thin and frail. He's not very quick.
I think he's barely 200 pounds.
You ever seen Ray Allen dunk on somebody?
No, I have. He's not very quick, Owen.
In his prime, sure.
But, I mean, we all can agree, kind of like a Reggie Miller, he has a killer instinct.
Yeah, the guy wants Reggie, to take the shot. Just like Reggie was never going to be the man but on a team that won the championship. Dwight Howard. I think it's a similar thing that you think about.
No, this is
a
great Dwight Howard is disinterested.
Ray Allen's body size is kind of like an O.J. Mayo type of player.
Perfect
like
example.
Let me just tell you, there are players in the league who are never going to be the man, who are very good players. They're never going to be the man on a team that wins a championship. You're saying Dwight Howard. Okay, great. Ray Allen, Reggie Miller.
But I'm saying the difference is mentally, too.
Currently, I would put maybe Steve Nash in that, where he's never going to be the best player on a team that wins the championship. He plays a fun style of basketball. Okay, but he's never going to be Charles Barkley.
Carmelo
ended up being that. Carl Malone ended up being
How about Carmelo Anthony?
Is that? There's a lot of these second tier guys that can never be the man. I think LeBron can be the man, but again, he's on a team with Dwayne Wade, so there's always going to be that question mark: whose team was it? I think Rose is it's up for question. We'll see.
Yeah.
Can he be the man on a team that wins
the
championship?
That's like the teeter totter.
It was what drove Kobe.
Enough, he also is kind of a tweener.
This question is what drove Kobe. This question is what drove Kobe in the last two championships, because he wanted to be the man without Shaq. The first three, he was not the man. He needed Shaq to be gone.
He wanted to join,
the club that Shaq's in, that Tim Duncan's in, that Michael Jordan's in, that Dwayne Wade is in.
Which I think, in a sense, is what pissed off Shaq, because when Shaq went to Miami, look what he did. He lifted up Dwayne Wade.
There you go.
I almost think Shaq was okay with
being second
eventually.
But
he was
LeBron
during the Hack of Shaq, those 3 years
when they won three
in
a row.
He was so dominant. Well, there's incredible. No way you could tell Kobe Bryant you're the man on the team.
No, not at all.
But I think Shaq in his later years would have been okay with being like, no, this is Kobe's team.
He kind of tried secondary. To transition it. You know, I'll argue for a long time that if the Lakers hadn't have picked up Peyton and Malone, that if they would have just stood pat with their guys and they would have gotten real kind of semi-young players at that time instead of trying to pick up Gary Payton and Karl Malone, that Shaq might have been able to stay, and that Shaq might have actually said to himself, okay, Kobe, I want to stay here and I want to be good. Yeah, so I want to stay here. I want to be second, just like Dwayne Wade was second. Or he was second to Dwayne Wade, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It is an interesting question. It's interesting. That club.
It's interesting how some guys, it happens a lot later too.
I feel like Kevin Garnett was never the man.
Like a Dirk Nowitzki.
That was Paul Pierce's team.
We all thought for a long time Dirk was not going to be the man on a team.
Correct. Dirk proved that he could
be. Later in his career, he's in the club.
Yeah. And I don't think you can say that about KG or Ray Allen. You can make an argument for Paul Pierce, but it always tarnishes a little bit that you have
Kevin Durant's trying to join
two other guys. Right.
Kevin Durant will join the club.
Yeah. Right.
We all agree there. Kevin Durant's one of the greats. He will be.
I remember Drew Brouse said to me 3 years ago, he goes, who's going to be the best player over the next decade? The decade of the teens. I thought.
Drew asking some big questions.
I'm actually interested that, and he, kind of interested
and
Drew asked that.
I was blown away because I couldn't really.
Did Drew say it was going to be Xavier McDaniel?
He said Kevin Durant. That's who it's going to be.
Yeah, Kevin
He's
going to
be the best player of the teens, which is looking pretty accurate.
He's
6'10" and he can ball from three.
I know, but I think to be fair, Owen, there's a lot of guys who can ball in the NBA. It's that buttholeness and that mentality.
Durant has it.
I think Durant has it quietly. He's not
guy.
A butthole like Kobe, but
he's able to take it and put it on his shoulders.
We're talking about Russell Westbrook here. We
kind of
differ in our opinions about Russell Westbrook.
The pressure doesn't get to you.
I side with a lot of people when it comes to Russell Westbrook. I think he is kind of a gunner, and he takes away from what Kevin Durant can do. Kevin Durant is the guy who quietly, like a Barry Sanders, like Andy said, takes the handoff, drops the three. I mean, goes back.
So are you saying that Durant would be better without Westbrook?
He acts like he's been there before.
Would be in a better place.
I'm saying that I would feel more comfortable with the Thunder winning a championship if at point guard was like a Steve Nash 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, yeah, Steve Nash won three MVPs in a row.
No, two.
Okay, fine.
Okay. But then there wouldn't be the whole Westbrook Durant. Westbrook wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
And it's
a top five point guard.
Yeah,
yeah, another top
no,
five
but
point
people
guard.
Are putting
a person
Westbrook
who's willing
that
to be second fiddle without
okay,
roughly
a Rajon Rondo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just giving you a difference of style of play, Owen. I'm not saying that – it's not me saying that like these players are way better than Westbrook. It's the Thunder saying the style of play.
The Thunder Ramon are built, Sessions.
The Thunder are built
can
around –
can you imagine if he had Rondo? Can you imagine like a Rondo
The Thunder Durant? Are built around Westbrook scoring along with Durant. They're built around both of them scoring 20 a game, and Rondo doesn't score 20 a game. And they wouldn't know where to find points.
But he can get shots.
No, I think Harden can score.
Yeah, I don't get shots for
I think if you – I think they don't – there's a different deal there if you have Rondo.
I like Westbrook, but I
– And Westbrook plays better defense than Rondo. Westbrook is a defensive beast.
Rondo's a defensive beast.
Yeah, I know. He's long, but Westbrook doesn't let up defensively. He doesn't take possessions off.
Rondo's willing to rebound.
So is Westbrook. Yeah, that's
how many triple doubles does Westbrook have this year? Zero? Oh, okay.
Does he? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think he doesn't have a 10 rebound game, does he?
So Stephen A. Smith made a really interesting point today, or he tried to make a prediction. He said if the Heat do not win a championship.
S a 9, S a 10, S a 11.
You guys, check this out. This is really kind of fun to think about.
If the Heat
do not win a championship this year, they will never win a championship together. They'll either blow it up or they'll always be second tier together.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's.
I think they have two more years. I think they have a little more of a window than that.
You know what cracked me up though, and I don't want to go back to him because I'm like you guys, and I'm not a big fan. Do you guys know what Skip Bayless calls Chris Bosh?
The Raptor.
He calls him Bosh Spice. Bosh Spice, like Posh Spice. I don't know because he's so soft.
Do you know what Flula calls Chris Bosh?
Chris Bosh, you play for the Raptors. You look like a raptor. It's just a picture on the jersey. Just a picture of Chris Bosh.
Russell Westbrook has three double digit rebound games this entire season.
Okay. And how many more points a game does he score than Rondo?
He does not, and none of those was a triple double.
Okay,
zero triple doubles.
How many more points a game does he score than Rondo? About 12.
He scores 24. So yeah,
Rondo gets what 10, 12?
24, yeah, 4.6, 5.4. Those are his averages. So he's 24, 5, and 5.
It's pretty good for a point guard that scores 25 to get 5 and 5 on.
I mean, I like the guy. I almost think Westbrook's better as
Rondo
the man.
Rondo has a 20 point or a what is it? 20 assists, 20 rebound game.
Yeah,
with like well, 4 points.
And the other funny thing about steals. Westbrook is that he's not always dominating the ball. He's not starting the offense always because Durant is, because Harden is. They have three guys on the perimeter who start the offense. So Westbrook's not a true point guard in the sense that he doesn't always have the ball in his hands like a Nash, a Paul, or even a who's the other one we were talking? Rondo, right? He doesn't always bring the ball
up. So you really see this tandem working out for a long time.
Who? I don't know. Durant and Westbrook. I think they signed them both, didn't they, for a long term?
But I'm saying, you know, actually they getting did. Along.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Westbrook likes it that Durant is like the face.
I think he actually resents that.
Have you ever heard Westbrook give an interview? He doesn't like talking to people. He doesn't want to be the guy out in the front of everything.
Oh, and I actually disagree.
Have you ever heard him do an interview?
I think Kevin Durant doesn't want to be the face of the franchise.
Andy, you listen to Petros. You hear him talk trash about Russell Westbrook interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't like being interviewed. He doesn't
but
like
But I'm saying
the media.
On the court, he wants to be the man. It's clear.
I think they can coexist.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they can't.
I think if they had somebody like...
I think Westbrook, on a certain level, resents the fact that he's not going to ever... If he's playing with Durant,
he will never be
the guy to take the last shot.
Okay. And I actually would...
But if they win a championship in the next 2 years, I think he'll get over it real quick.
Kevin Durant actually reminds me of
it's
what you're saying.
It's almost a Kobe-Shaq thing brewing a little bit.
I think Kevin Durant doesn't necessarily want that franchise. Not that he can't handle it. He's so soft and mild tempered. I think he almost is fine with Westbrook taking that over
much,
a little bit.
Much like LeBron, I think Westbrook and Durant both need to realize that Westbrook's game is violent, just like LeBron's game is sometimes violent, and that can't last forever. I think you're going to see Westbrook in like 5 years be like a middle of the road kind of a point guard because he can't be as violent as he wants to be. Blake Griffin too. I think you'll see LeBron, Westbrook, and Griffin all have much less violent.
Vastly improved his jump shot over the course of the last 2 years. So that's going to get him by.
Right. I don't know. I think you watch LeBron play. He's so big. Oh, he's 6'8", 6'9", 260 pounds. The guy can take a lot more of a beating than those two can. The only reason I say that about Griffin, because Griffin's also pretty...
He's also got a run on those knees at 260. I mean,
I know, but I'm saying Griffin has actually had any problems.
I see LeBron maybe winning two or three championships, being 33 years old, and saying, that's it. I'm going to go do something else.
I could see that.
I don't think he has that personality really? Where he's like.
I could see LeBron winning two or three and splitting when he's like 33 years old.
And
I totally
people,
agree.
How old is he now? Like 20?
He's 26. 27. Yeah.
At least.
So he wins two or three in the next 6 or 7 years. He's still playing at a high level. I could see him walking away.
Walking away, going and doing something else. Because I don't think he just has that. He finishes with
30,000 career points.
With so many people criticizing him for it.
I think at that point
we all can agree if he's won two or three.
At that
who
point,
cares?
He wouldn't care anymore. At that point,
would you think? And we're getting like really hypothetical here. Would you think that if he did that, would you call him? Would you criticize him severely for doing that? As far as I mean, we love to see our athletes want to be the greatest they can ever be. I wouldn't hold it against him.
However, really? If someone were to make an argument to me that he's, you know,
the greatest ever, or better than Kobe, for instance.
Because he did quit.
Right.
Okay. You know, right. But
he would never be.
But I almost wonder if we would have said that about Michael when he left after his father died in 93. He'd won three, and we all thought Michael was still the greatest.
No.
Most of us did.
But no. The answer is no, because three championships is a lot different than six.
Yeah. Three in a row.
Okay, we're gonna have to beg the difference.
Just like three is different. Magic would have still been better than Michael. If Michael had just left then, Magic would still have been better than Michael.
For instance,
as would have Bird.
I put Magic in the tier of I mean not Magic, excuse me. I put Shaq
in a tier. I put Shaq in a tier with Kobe and Magic.
And a tier with Kobe, maybe even more because of his sheer dominance.
Okay.
But he's won less than Kobe.
Yeah. But I put him in the same tier. Again, Shaq's won four.
I put Bird in the same tier as Kobe. Bird won four. Shaq's
three
won
or four.
Three. He didn't win four.
Three.
I don't think Bird
Magic,
might,
Magic
no.
won
but
five.
But Bird was in
right?
the finals.
No,
like
Magic,
six
won
times.
Four. Yeah. Magic won four.
Magic
right?
won four. Bird won three. Pistons won one or two.
Two, 88 and 80. Or
so see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, once you get to three, it's kind of like.
Yeah, Luke, I honestly think
why
that,
does it matter six or three?
So you're using the Sandy Koufax argument. Koufax had an injury. And that's what and do you know what I'm saying when I say the Sandy Koufax argument?
I got you.
He was dominant for like 8 years, and then his arm just exploded.
Yeah.
So he couldn't do anything about that.
Say,
it wasn't him wanting to quit.
So we're going to say Clemente isn't one of the greatest because he perished in a plane.
Right. That's the Koufax argument, right? It's fine. Like we're not going to hold it against him. But if LeBron is feeling fine and he has more championships to win, and
but
he chooses
not to. Remember,
not
to. He's also been playing since he was 18. So that's going to be a 15-year career by then. Yeah, but why are we going to? Why does Kobe get to be the bar for everything?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I'm asking you.
Like, he did it before LeBron. He's from college. LeBron's from college.
Like
Kobe
present
won
day,
five.
You mean?
LeBron couldn't have come out of college without Kobe.
If LeBron's 33, he's won two or three championships. He's still playing at a high level, but he takes off. He's played 15 years in the league. And Owen just says, "Well, I said,
Kobe's
played 15 years. He goes, Kobe. I mean, look at Kobe.
Well, Kobe's
going
to play 20.
Look at Kobe. Who cares?
Kobe's going to play 20, and he may end up with six.
He may be stuck with five.
Huh? That's
so
still
20 and five
with probably the career points. With probably the career points close to being the career points leader."
Yeah.
In the NBA history,
he's going
to
be top what?
Okay,
three?
But let me
top
ask three. You. Okay,
if
so
he,
you
he
guys,
plays for 20 years.
He might even beat Malone. He might be top two. Or
so you
not
guys
Malone,
actually
but,
take total
Jabbar,
seasons
yeah.
when you guys
no,
when
no,
you guys
Jabbar's
talking
won.
About grades.
Yeah.
You take
he's
account,
never going to reach
really
longevity.
Hard.
Sure,
but some of the greats.
How many?
Finished
how many
their last
great
four
seasons,
or 5 years not playing?
How many
at
great
a high
seasons
level?
Did you have? I'm not saying longevity like Mitch Richmond with the Lakers his last year.
Perfect example is Robert Parrish, who played far too long.
Right. Okay.
Last 5 or 6 years.
Average what
scrub.
Like yeah right I'm not talking about being a bench
like,
scrub
he was like Tree Rollins.
Kobe would never be a bench scrub. Kobe won't let himself do that.
No.
He will just like Jordan didn't let
his
himself
knees
do that
wear out.
Do
he,
you,
won't, he won't play five or
do
six
you count
players.
Jordan's last 2 years with the Wizards he did average like 18 points. He was a productive NBA player.
I don't count it.
Well, so but it did count on his record, right?
The hope is in Kobe's waning moments they surround him with
we've agreed
a couple other
Kobe,
two or three
Kobe
guys that are
left.
Better than him. And
that.
And
his knee accepts that.
And he accepts that.
His knees are
and he just
well,
kind of is one of the guys.
That's the problem.
But he
is
will
Kobe
still take the last
that?
Shot. Right?
Yeah.
But during the course of the game, he won't have to take over and go on those 10
he'll play like 28
he'll
minutes.
He'll
play like 28, 30 minutes.
He'll have like Kevin Durant on the wing and then Dwight Howard in the middle, and he'll still be demanding the shots.
In the last minute, yeah.
The
yeah.
last shot, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if Kobe can. I don't think he has it in his personality, maybe, to be that secondary third guy.
So does he turn into AI and just kind of get blackballed at some point?
I think he has a bit of that in him. Yeah.
No, possibly.
Or maybe Kobe surprises us.
Which is why the Lakers should have signed Allen Iverson, should have signed Gilbert Arenas, and had an amazing Ron Artest, Arenas, Iverson, and Kobe with Bynum starting lineup. Your thoughts?
Kobe can't guard threes, and that wouldn't work.
Sure he can.
No.
No. Not, you think Kobe's going to guard Rudy Gay?
Yes.
Rudy Gay would jump over him.
Yeah, Kobe's
I'm just saying that would be incredible to have all four of those guys on,
that
the, same
would be
on the same team. Yeah, not in the same starting lineup.
You can imagine.
Is this your way of trying to get Kobe to retire?
This is my way of trying to be entertained, because I don't think the Lakers are one of those top teams.
They are not entertaining.
Speaking of entertaining, hopefully we've entertained you on this fabulous NBA podcast.
Are you entertained?
Please be entertained.
Hey, but go ahead and hit us up on our website. I mean, hopefully we've...
Luke, what's our website
agree
called?
With us. Disagree with us.
Fansmanship.com. If there's any of you out there who listen to these podcasts...
Hello. Morro Bay, can I get a call?
All right.
You know.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
Good discussion.
Is Russell Westbrook
Grover Beach
better than El Loco and A. Stevens are saying? Is Westbrook like what Owen says? You know? Let us know.
Let me know. I mean, also let me know
just do
why,
it, will you? God.
Just do it.
I have a new article about the Hunger Games and how they need to have a fantasy baseball league. So check that out.
Actually a funny little one-liner, Owen.
Which one?
I don't want to give it away because people are going to read it.
Okay.
The one about if they had fantasy sports, then you probably wouldn't have to. That was kind of funny. I chuckled.
I'll just say it.
It was meant to be comedic, right? Because
I
laughed.
If you have fantasy sports in that futuristic world, you wouldn't have to kill 23, 12 to 18-year-olds every year.
But you have to read it in context. It's funny. That didn't sound funny, but it's funny in the article in the grand scheme.
There you go. So check it out for Andy Stevens and Loco Luke Johnson.
Yo.
Owen Main, signing off. Fansmanship.com podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Cloud Man.
Peace.
A sweat-stained Glitter Simmons wig. You're that Dungeons & Dragons champion whose parents forced into a sport of their choice.
He wants to be a Laker.